Dave and Dijanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Let's talk about senior assassin. Apparently, this sent one parent running for a gun. What is this? You're probably wondering. Is this a situation of harmless fun or kids being kids? Or is it truly dangerous? First of all, I don't even know what senior assassin is, Dave.
First of all, it's not senior assassin. It's senior assassin.
Mm.
First of all,
what is it?
It is a game everyone plays. And they're going to explain it here. Kaysville okay. City Police is going to explain it now.
Okay.
Now, the question is, are we so hyper terrified of our shadow, of everything that's going on around us, that as soon as we see something that's a little peculiar, we don't understand, that we go running for our gun? You got to listen to Kaysville. So this happened in my town.
Oh, okay.
And this wasn't me bringing the story. This was KSL News Radio reaching out. They heard about the story. But it's a popular high school game. My kids have played it. It's basically what seniors do to kind of have fun in the final months of their
okay. So high school seniors.
This is not like an official sanctioned high school thing. This is just kind of a trend that we've done for years. This goes all the way back to the 90s, probably even before that. I played senior assassin.
You did?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
This is, I thought everyone did. Is this new? You never played assassin?
I've never heard. We just usually did a senior prank. We toilet papered people's homes. We had senior ditch day where we all just ditched, but our parents usually called us in as sick, so we didn't get an unexcused absence. So it was kind of a cheat. We weren't really we weren't being horrible kids. But
this is one of my favorite games.
Okay.
One of my favorite memories.
Okay, so this is Alexis Benson with the Kaysville City Police Department. She's talking about the details and giving us the consequences of senior assassin.
So the high schoolers like to play a game called senior assassin. Basically, they're each given a name, and their goal is to support this person with a sport gun. And that could be, you know, any time of the day or night. As they go through, people get eliminated once they're sported. And the last man standing is the winner, and it sounds like that person gets all the money that's put into a pool for that game. Today, right before 7 o'clock this morning, our officers were called to a man with a gun near 840 East Westbrook Road. The individual making the phone call reported that there was a male in their backyard that appeared to be holding a handgun. So they immediately called 911, and the female in the house went to grab a firearm as she was scared for her life. We ended up finding the individual, and we conducted a felony stop on them and found that they had a squirt gun and that they were playing this senior assassin game.
So they've got squirt guns, and they just squirt each other. And if you get squirted by the squirt gun, you are out.
Did you say they were in their backyard?
They were in a backyard. No, it was not their backyard.
Okay, well, they're trespassing.
Yeah, they're definitely trespassing.
It's gotten out of hand. That's so you get out of my backyard with the hand. I mean, if it looks like it, they thought it was a handgun.
How do you mistake a water gun for a handgun?
Well, I'm not going to blame the victim in here. I'm going to blame the kids. I mean, come on.
I'll blame the lady that thought, oh, that's a real gun. It's a squirt gun.
You got somebody in your backyard, you're absolutely dialing 911, and the cops got to come out and make a felony stop. Take them to jail if they're 18 years old. There you go.
Deb, everything is threat level midnight.
So she wants people to start talking to their kids about the consequences of these kinds of games. I think there could be some pretty serious consequences.
Abide by the law. Don't be breaking into people's houses, hiding in people's garages. That can be, a big alert for people. We've also obtained a video of a student walking around the grocery store with what appears to be a gun. And then he's pointing it as if it is a gun. So it is very alerting for people. And so, we just want people to think before they act and just realize what this could appear to anybody else that might not be aware of the game or participating in the game. We love that the kids are out having fun and doing something that is innocent, but we also don't want anyone to get hurt while trying to play this game.
I've been injured playing Senior Assassin because what happens is someone tries to corner you or sneaks up on you because they want to squirt. You only get out if you get squirted. So you will see people running and hurtling over fences like they're being chased by a rabid dog.
So I guess because I have no idea, and you said you played this senior assassin, it sounds like the senior prank when you were in high school. Explain to me, is it a one-on-one squirt gun game, or is it you open your front door and they're dared to squirt an adult they don't know in the face with a squirt gun?
Let's say 50 of your friends. We all agree we're going to play senior assassin, okay? So that those 50, you just got to shoot them with a squirt gun. At any point, at any time, you say, we're going to go for a week. Last man standing. So then sometime during that week, those 7 days, it's your responsibility to shoot as many of your friends with the squirt gun and get them out. So you could be hiding under their car. You could be hiding in the bushes when they arrive home from work. So you're trying to ambush them so that you can squirt them, and then whoever is the last person standing, and you just whittle it down. You usually have a little list, like who's still in the game, who still needs to get got.
It sounds like super fun for
it's
the kids.
It's incredibly fun.
So do you tell your parents you're engaged in this game? So if Johnny ends up in the backyard while mom is dressed in a bathrobe, she doesn't freak out?
Everybody is aware of the game in the family just because you're like, you won't even answer the door. You'll send your brother, your little brother. You're like, go check, see who it is, and only crack the door. Leave the latch on there. Don't let anybody in. So, yeah, this is an entire family situation.
And this is going on in Kaysville. Is it just a Kaysville thing?
I assumed everyone did it. I just grew up with it.
I've never heard of this thing.
No one has heard of Senior Assassin. This is the most fun. And did I run through a million different yards and jump over fences and dodge dogs? Absolutely.
I think it's because you're old that you got away with it and you didn't get shot. Wouldn't you think your kids today would get...
No. The fact that that's even a consideration, like kids running around the neighborhood. Don Brinkerhoff just told me, senior assassin, very popular in Cedar City.
What was your...
I can't believe you didn't play.
I don't even know about
I was out
this
in 5 minutes.
You were out in 5 minutes.
Oh, my. I'm the biggest target in there is. Yeah. Like, you can squirt it into the air and hit me.
All right. This sounds quite dorky to me. Sounds so dorky to me.
Get in front of the monitor, kids. Play your video games.
There's no
Stop
way.
Getting outside in my backyard.
I found out my kids were walking around in somebody's backyard and with a squirt gun. Probably, who knows if the squirt gun looks like a real... I don't even know what these things look like anymore. But let's take live phone calls. 801-575-TALK. No, I'm not going to ask if you think your kids should play or not play. I want to find out what your most infamous senior prank was when you were in high school. 801-575-TALK. Here's your chance to be a super senior and really, really shine. So let's have some fun for the end of the show as we send you off into the lunch hour.
Statute of limitations is most likely up. So go ahead, give us a call. Spill the beans. What was the crazy senior prank that you did or crazy game that you played? 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK.
Dave and Dejanovic.
No joke, our final phone lines are lighting up, Dave. We're talking about the senior prank up in Kaysville, Dave's hometown, called Senior Assassin. So we asked our listeners to call in and divulge what their senior prank was. We'll get to the phone lines in about 30 seconds, but recap what senior assassin means to your community, Dave.
I think the best way to describe it, it's a giant game of tag with water balloons. And as soon as you get tagged, you are out.
Oh, it's balloons.
Sorry, not balloons. Water guns.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was going to say, I wouldn't worry about somebody walking around with a gun. Okay, so it's a plastic water gun.
Yeah, so a plastic water gun, basically what you do is you'll try to catch your buddy, catch your friend, your girlfriend, and if you can shoot her, you hit the water gun, then she's out. And then last person standing? It's amazing. It's so much fun. I'd play it today. I'd play it with my buddies today.
But cops had to get involved up in Kaysville because it sounds like one guy ended up in a woman's backyard. She got nervous. I'd be too. So she calls 911 and then ends up in some sort of a felony traffic stop or something like that. I mean, I think the senior pranks can go south. What was your senior prank, Scott?
So, senior prank, went to Weber High School 30-something years ago, and it was really not seniors. It was juniors launching water balloons off the cliff above Weber High's field, football field, where we'd hold graduation, and we'd be launching with the big old syringes,
the rubber tubes,
elastic, the rubber tubes with a Cool Whip cup right off of there and onto them while they're practicing for graduation.
That's amazing. Thanks, Scott. How about you, Austin? You with us, Austin?
Austin in Provo? Lost Austin in Provo.
He's probably in the hamburger line at Crown Burger, so he's got to go. Julie, South Weber, what do you know? What was your senior prank?
Well, I'm actually calling about my daughter.
Go.
She's a senior right now playing senior assassin. And we had an incident last week where there was a guy creeping around and my neighbor called. And we were fully aware of everything, like just like Dave said, like the door opens, nobody answers it. You know, see, we have to peek for my daughter. And anyway, so this was early in the morning. He was expecting her to be coming out to go to school, but she doesn't have a first period class. So he's hanging out there for quite a while. And my neighbor's getting really nervous because it. And he took pictures because it does look like he's carrying a gun. I know you don't think water guns would look like that, but he took pictures and sent it to me, and this kid looked really old. He looked like he was in his 20s. So
it was creepy. All of a sudden, you started getting freaked out.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, like, different people that, oh, my gosh. And we had a boat for sale, so I'm like, is he trying to check that out? But I mean, it was to the point where we were kind of shaken up, and they were thinking about calling the cops. And then here my daughter comes up the stairs, and we're like, Haley, I don't want to freak you out, but this guy's in the neighborhood. And she's like, oh, that's my senior assassin. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. There is a fine line. I'm not sure what to think about at all. But
yeah,
it's fun, but I can see how it's. Really, maybe, I don't know, maybe not the time anymore for it.
Yeah, maybe it served its purpose. Julie, thanks a million for calling in. Bert in Provo, hi. What was your senior prank?
We called it Operation Check the Y.
Check and the Y. Why is that?
Check the Y. Well, you know, it's pretty common for people to hike up to the Y. And it's also common for back in those days to have people like the U guys would come down and try to paint the Y red and, you know, different things.
Yeah.
So we devised a plan to not hurt the Y in any way, but Vans were really popular in the late 80s, the checkerboard shoes.
Yeah.
So that's where Operation Check the Y goes. So we went to Ernst Lumber. I don't know if you guys remember.
I remember Ernst.
We bought some black Ziff Queen, and we taped it all together, big squares, 20 by 20 squares. And then just before graduation, we went up in the night and did it. And we went and checkerboarded the Y.
That's amazing. Please tell me you have a picture of this.
Well, there is some, yeah, there is some.
There's some evidence.
In the morning when it was discovered, we used rocks to hold down all the Zipwing because we didn't want to get in trouble for vandalism.
What?
But got us for littering, maybe, but.
That's funny. I think everybody's got a senior prank story, but I don't know if I put that much effort into it. So on our KSL News Radio Facebook page, I love what Natalie said. She said, our class took all the door numbers off all the doors so the freshmen would get lost.
That's pretty good. That's funny. Anytime you can stick it to the freshmen, that's a big win.
So what do you think about Senior Assassin? Do you think, to our earlier caller's point, is it still, Julie's point, is it still the time for it? It used to be a big deal back in your day, but you just had the neighborhood all on high alert because even though they knew the game was going on, they'd forgotten in the moment, couldn't figure out why this guy looked not a kid, looked like an adult, and he was probably a kid, was lurking around with a water gun by their boat, but they couldn't tell for sure if it was a water gun.
Yeah, just about anything that gets kids outside and interacting together and having fun, I am all for it. And as a community, we probably need to be a little bit more aware of what's going on. Tell your fans or your friends and your family, get them involved. Trust me, it is a community affair because everyone's in, looking out for you.
Inside the school senior prank ideas, here's a blog, Dave. How about this one? Line the walls with Post-it notes from floor to ceiling. I wouldn't do anything on the school campus. I would do nothing at all. Not these days. How about fill an entire hallway with helium balloons? Again, I would do absolutely nothing involving the school.
That's some expense behind it.
Put petroleum jelly on doorknobs and handrails. That's the stuff we did in the 80s. It was just stupid stuff like that.
I despise pranks, by the way. Like, I don't handle them well. If somebody pranks me, mm-hmm. I'm not a good sport about it.
We would toilet paper people's houses. And of course,
TP.
Yeah, back in the day, you didn't have surveillance cameras.
Yeah, no
so
ring doorbells.
You didn't have to worry about being caught on camera. There were no surveillance cameras at, the local convenience store or the local grocery store. So you didn't have to worry about, getting caught on their surveillance camera, purchasing 7,500 rolls of toilet paper. The only thing you had to worry about was snitching. Your buddy snitching on you, or the dad,
bragging. Bragging,
or the dad, because I grew up in Arizona, most of the front yards were gravel, so you did the dad running out because they hear the people walking around on the gravel, so you'd have a lookout, you have somebody on the lookout, and then you would just start doing tons, you start tossing toilet paper rolls. You throw a rock in the tube. You put a rock in the tube so you could get some.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You throw it over the. And the thing is, the great thing about doing this in Arizona is you were toilet papering a sorrel cactus.
Beast to clean.
It's there forever.